Dear Chicago.
Don't say.
Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James Leroy.
And this is Waylon.
Stretching out my new wig.
You look like Honey Boo Boo. Can I take a picture of this? Let me take a picture.
Let me put it on right.
Oh my God. So today's episode is brought to you by my wigs. It's episode 477. Today is still Wednesday, March 13th. It's probably not because...
Can you look sexy into them? There you go.
He can't look sexy. No.
All right. Hold on. One more.
This is fucking ridiculous.
Let's see your mouth and beard.
You better open that mouth. This is going to be crazy.
You ready?
Album art. Fucking ridiculous.
I want to try it on.
After the show.
No, I want to do it now.
No.
Oh my God. So we're going to, okay. So we're doing all this while on the show. So Bradley this weekend.
We can do a split shot of everybody.
Sickening. This Saturday he'll be going out for his second time out in drag.
And I'm going to be so fucking hot.
And he actually went and bought his very first wig. That his very
and vanity
own.
Mirror.
No, that was from me.
That was my present.
That was his. Instead of getting his
your drag prison.
Well, I was
no. He's supposed to get wireless
Christmas
speakers
present.
For Christmas, and we didn't get them yet. And so I said, "Oh my God." So I said, "Mirror or speakers?" And he went with mirror. You look
ridiculous.
Hey guys, what's that?
You guys are gonna fucking stretch my wig out.
I just love how ratty it's getting.
No,
I know.
I'm like trying to treat it good.
Well, it's making it look bad.
I don't even know.
You're
why.
Making it look bad.
We have to restart this fucking show.
Oh my God, look, it's one of the Hanson boys.
Bop, dig it up. You look kind of like Bruce Valanche.
Oh no.
But with one less or a couple less chins.
Voice. Oh, that's
not Bruce Valanche.
Whatever. Anyway, hi, welcome to Foul Monkeys.
You had to spit it for your head?
No.
Hell no.
So,
how much was that wig?
I don't even know that.
Ooh, it must be expensive.
I didn't go with him to buy it.
It's actually not.
But he's also buy his dress. That's this Friday.
I just don't see Amanda Lynn with hair like that.
Really? Oh, Amanda Lynn needs long hair. It needs to be styled. It's not styled.
Yeah. This is. Are you spiral with like hairspray and stuff?
I spiral it, yes.
Yeah.
Except though, I'm a little nervous that he said that he doesn't have him to style it, so he's just going to brush it out.
No, I'm going to go in there early. Try to get there early to have Jeff do it a little bit for me.
This seems like way too much of a private conversation than a show.
No,
we're
it's totally
right
not
now.
Private. Here, let me take a picture. We're going to do a screenshot of all of this, and it's going to be album art.
He looks like.
You ready?
He looks like a really prissy surfer boy.
He does look like a surfer boy.
I totally do. It's hot.
But like one from SoCal that.
Hey, bro.
Oh, my God.
Got into his mom's $1 million.
I like that
week.
One. Your middle adjustment.
Wow.
All right, you guys. Well, this show sucked for the first 4 minutes. Hello. How are you? It is.
I've already
April,
talked about it.
March. Oh, we already did all that.
I already did that.
I need to plug in the computer.
Oh,
I need some power. Some
well, it's been a while since we've had a hot mess show. Apparently, this is it.
We haven't had a hot mess show in a while, but that's okay. Every show has a hot mess show where something fucks up, somebody doesn't do something right, or we have nothing to talk about.
When will the show come out?
Monday. Next Monday.
So that means you all need to make sure in your calendars right now, live show in two
Wednesday.
Days after you
yes.
listen to this. My
8
birthday
Central
show.
Time. No, your birthday's the next day.
My birthday show.
Your birthday's the next day.
My birthday show.
So you got two fucking shows for your birthday.
No,
that was
four,
not even a
four.
Week later.
It's still my birthday.
No, it's not.
Wow.
I created this and I will finish it.
So I heard that Waylon said that he was going to quit and you didn't believe him.
When was this?
Last show.
On one of the shows.
Two shows ago from now.
When I
No, I did not believe him.
Because we are.
Mm, okay.
Bye.
Wow. That would be really awkward since all this shit's at our house.
Hey, box it up.
Even though it is all his.
He's like, box it up.
We quit.
Box it up.
Find the box.
It's right underneath the sound mixer.
Or head to the brown elephant.
Yeah. Lordy.
You guys can't quit like that. It'll never happen.
Not like that.
No.
But we'll quit.
Oh, we'll save it for the live show in Pride 48.
So speaking of reading,
we're done.
Speaking of Caddy and reading, so RuPaul's Drag Race last week was all about reading and how reading is fundamental.
I heard there was a certain incident where Coco and what's his face were compared to one another. Santino.
Oh,
by Alyssa?
Yes. My God.
I wish I would have saw that because I think I would have loved it.
You should go watch it tonight when you get home. Because I watched it today since I actually missed.
Yesterday.
Oh, you missed it Monday?
Oh, yeah. I was too sick.
You're sick.
Yeah.
So, anyway, are we going to talk about that? Or do you want to talk about it?
No. Well, we should talk about... Oh, wait. This comes out Monday, so you may have just watched it. But you have to make sure you're there on Monday. Because this next episode...
Oh my God.
Is 100% about Doinger underwear.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's called What You Packin'.
Yeah. Andrew Christian, is that his name?
Oh, something. Andrew Christensen?
Yeah, the underwear guy.
I know him.
The one that has the dirty videos,
yes.
Remember?
Yes.
That we talked about?
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, their mini challenge is that they play a game of memory where all of the models come out with their shirts off
shirtless.
And wearing pants. And basically, they take their pants off, and they're all wearing a different pair of his briefs.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to find the matching pair. And whoever finds all of the matches the fastest wins.
Yeah.
And some of RuPaul's one-liners about some of these people's junks are kind of funny.
I didn't know we were in the meatpacking district.
Some of these guys are really fucking hot.
Yeah, some of these people you're going to be like... Because a little Latino and a little blue underwear who have some of the biggest package.
Holy shit, it's got like a softball up in there.
Yeah. Anyway, you need to be there on Monday
to
watch.
So did you guys have anything else to say about the last episode? Or
it was funny.
Dramatic.
I guess no one went home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No one went home.
I heard somebody pulled out the tears.
Yeah.
They did, but
it was real. Cause that
it was real.
That was a real ugly, very uncomfortable cry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those like...
Like really uncomfortable, like real.
Like I couldn't breathe, cry.
But then after you watch Untucked, you can kind of see where it came from because things got brought up during Untucked that I think opened some gates for him.
Yeah.
But well, you would not have seen if you would have just watched like when I first watched it.
Like,
I was like, really?
We all thought that.
Really? And then you watch the Untucked and you're like, oh shit, I feel bad.
Yeah.
Well, apparently his drag mama died.
I saw.
Mm-hmm. Here in Chicago. Of a lung infection or something.
Probably what I got. So if I die.
But who's your drag daughter?
I don't have one.
You have a drag boyfriend.
He's a drag daughter of somebody else.
You're a drag daughter?
Well, they call me that. So if I ever did drag and they still think it's fine, I'm not shaving my beard.
But what if you were like, no, I don't want you to be my drag mom?
Because if there's anyone that could be my drag mom.
I hate you, drag mom.
If there's anyone that was going to be my drag mom.
See, that it would fit perfectly.
Ida Slapter would be my mother.
Mm. Miss Big.
First of all, we're the same shape. So I can wear her clothes. And I'm just as loud. Except though, she's you.
She's crass.
She's crass and racist.
You.
I'm sorry, is that a problem?
Well, no.
I'm not racist.
No, you're racist.
I'm not for real though. Only show Ricky, like podcast Ricky.
Are you telling all your listeners right now
that I'm a fake person? Yes.
That you're a fake person. That this is not real.
Yeah, they should know that already.
Yeah, Ricky's this big.
If you've met
the real Ricky,
if you have met me in person, you know I am not the same person that I am on the show.
So all the people that love you on the show are really going to hate you in person.
Probably so. I wouldn't doubt it.
See,
I wouldn't blame them.
Mark and Ed never got to meet him, so there's your
Until
big
Vegas.
Point.
Because I was
no,
sick.
They didn't even get to meet him.
They never came up to me because they were nervous. which is cute. Whatever. I like that. Gross. I mean, their show was almost called All About RB. I mean, come on.
Ridiculous.
Oh, that's like podcast superstar right there.
Don't we have 4,000 voicemails to do? I'd rather listen to someone else than
are right you gonna now. You're gonna play the voicemails?
Yes.
Ring-a-ling-a-ting, we've got a phone call.
Phone
call on our alternative number because our first one is
Ricky motherfucking Burton. Well, they're both from France. How dare you? How very dare you? Waylon, I need to get you off that podcast. By the way, this is Scott the Sater, the host of the Sater podcast.
We'll
do a mystery musical every week. Waylon, I need to get you off that podcast because you're lost on it. Mm-hmm. Because Ricky motherfucking Burton is a plebeian and an infidel, and he might as well be straight as far as I'm concerned.
Ricky doesn't know what those words mean.
You do not confuse us. I don't infidel is. And lameness. You do not. I am so ashamed of you. You know, if you come to Vegas, I'm going to punch you in your throat. That's for every musical theater fan out there. One good punch in the throat for you, Ricky fucking Burton. Love you. Bye-bye.
Careful, because if you punch him in the throat, he'll motorboat you. And I don't know if your tits are ready for that.
So
I am working on this musical thing. I want to go see Wicked when it comes here in October. Does that count?
Such an old show.
But does it count?
Well, yeah, I won't go with you.
No.
I didn't ask you to.
Good, because we're not.
Well, if you want to, if you're not busy next week, there's $39 tickets as well as buy one, get one tickets to Priscilla next week.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert?
Yes.
Yeah. They just
is the show during the week, though?
Thursday. I think it was Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh.
Check it out.
How much are they?
I don't know. We'll talk about it later.
Oh, okay.
I'll forward you them.
So it was a Google voicemail, and I'm going to try to read my best.
Oh, I love these. It's been such a long time.
We need a song.
Wait,
could you do that exactly like...
All right.
Google voicemail.
That's what that means.
Translated. I repeat, Mother Burton, hello. They're both complaints. How the error you have... Very dear, you waiting in women. I need to get you all that podcast, but this is Scott, the senior host.
Senior. Got it right.
Of the Standards Here podcast, or We Will Be Three, V's Coworker Week. That way that I need to drop that podcast because you're lost on it because we keep Mother Burden to compete it. And then in Fidel, two separate words. And it might open street as far as I'm concerned. If you do not, that could be reached at Vita. And maybe if you do not, haha, I am so if you can give you a steal. If you come to Vegas and that up, but she win your throat.
Mm.
But that's for every vehicle feeder fan out there. Blend good punch in the code for you. We keep burned. Love you, bye-bye.
I think these are only funny when you read, if you can actually try to read them not sounding like...
A computer.
Like, you actually had to put, like, hard. Normal inflection.
That's hard when the words don't go together.
Which folder are those in? Because I want to read the next one.
It's in the inbox. Oh, there's nothing on this one.
Ooh.
Ooh. Tits. That's what I heard. Oh, transcript not available for this one either. What the hell?
Hello, foul monkeys. This is DeAndre, or DeAndre to you guys.
Oh, pause it.
Probably my third.
Holy, what? Where the fuck?
DeAndre, and listen to that voice. Oh, my God.
So, I know how people said that we look nothing DeAndre. Like.
Well, I was not expecting that.
Girl, no.
Mm-mm.
This voice.
I was thinking something more like this.
I wasn't.
Except for less white, but.
I was, yeah, no, I was thinking more Paris is burning.
That's a cool ass home.
Okay. Yeah.
Try. So, just going to go through my little list here that I have. There were a couple questions you guys asked me in episode 475, and so I figured I asked. Answer them via phone as opposed to Twitter for some of them.
I really think that it's awesome that he's actually calling us answering questions just as we answer his questions live on air.
And what I want to say is, got a big dick? Because it sounds like you do.
Because I need a big dick.
Remember what we asked in the last show? Send your cock pics to Ricky Burton. Actually, tweet those.
Let me answer a little too graphic for my timeline. So, dive into it. The first question is about medium-sized doingers. I prefer a medium-sized penis over a large one. So usually nothing more than 7.5. You know, if a guy comes to me with 8, I will probably send him packing and well on his way to someone else.
That's sad.
That's just nothing I
he doesn't want competition.
I look for in a guy. So
wait, not even the blowjob?
That's why I said fan of the medium-sized ones. Just I don't plan on, you know, guy trying to stretch me out because I just don't have time for that foolishness. So,
someone's a bottom.
My position was another question. It was kind of, I guess, alluded to it. Where did the medium-sized doingers go?
Uh-huh.
And I'm a versatile guy. I reckon give it just as much as I can take it.
Get your
usually
life.
Usually in a relationship, I usually probably towards more of a top than anything. But I mean, I like to bottom every once in a while. Kind of it balances itself out, I guess. Kind of weird talking about that, but also
yes,
Ricky said something about mentioning my birthday. Yes, my birth. I did go to Chicago for my birthday. It was December 30th, and stayed December 30th to New Year's, and had a good time. It was cool. And you said the starving student. I take the trip wasn't that bad from here to Detroit. So it's not like I had to, you know, spend quite a bit, and I work for an engineering firm out here, so that I really don't have to worry about the starving student part. But yeah, and this is such a tragic voicemail. The first second one was so much better, but yeah, let's see. And oh, Waylon and James. Okay, so there was a comment that Waylon. It was a comment you guys gave about
he has notes, which cracks me up.
Voices, and if they matched your profiles. Ricky, I've been listening to you since, you know, you were in Florida with Julian, but and so honestly, I think your face and your voice kind of match, in my opinion. I really can't see your face being someone else's voice being attached to someone else, this profile. But Waylon and James, yes, I thought you guys was voice first.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh no.
By the way, I love how the transcripts are not available for this. Does Google Voice not know how black people speak?
Oh.
I'm kidding.
Joe and Dallas, that's all on you.
Right.
That's all.
Ooh. That motherfucking voice my hung up on me. Oh, no.
Hey, pause that. Can we do that again? Can that please be
a sound clip?
A sound clip. What? The motherfucking voicemail hung up on me.
That motherfucking voicemail hung up on me.
Yes.
Oh, no. That's unacceptable behavior. So we're going to pick up back where I left off because I'm not having this foolishness.
No, ma'am.
I wanted to also say that I went to Sonic, and I told you guys about that whole little trip that I had, and it was fine up until probably a couple hours after, maybe at the end of the day, when I ended up experiencing food poisoning from Sonic, so we'll not be going back to that establishment anytime soon. So I will say that maybe you guys can drink, well, for those who have never been, maybe the drinks are fine, probably stay away from the meat.
Well, that's why you don't eat at restaurants in Detroit. Just saying.
Just saying. And last but not least, I will be in town for Market Days and IML weekend.
Busy.
With friends. And I wanted to know if you guys have any recommendations for hotels that are in the area. I stayed at the Palmer House Hilton.
What?
Last time I was there, and it was not the best place. So if you guys, you know, have any recommendations, let me know. All right. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Hasn't the Palmer House been here for like
what
ever?
Kind of bougie college student are you? When I was in town, I stayed at the Palmer House, and it wasn't that
it was
good.
Okay.
That made me burp.
We also
it gave me indigestion.
That made me burp.
That gave me some indigestion. First of all, IML weekend. It's also Bear Pride weekend. Good luck.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, if you honestly, if you want to be in that, stay near IML.
Just which pay, is in a different hotel this year.
Just pay for the IML hotel because you'll have a lot more fun. Wink.
Or if you want to be near the Bears, then you would stay at the Bear Hotel, right?
Yes, which yeah. is on the other side. Not too far, but it's not close. But
no.
They do, great they, town.
They will have shuttles on one day, though. They should.
But market days, again, it really depends on what you're looking for. If the Palmer House wasn't too good, I'm not too sure we're going to give you any good recommendations.
I guess what was wrong about the Palmer House?
I guess, or yeah. what are you looking for? And how close do you want to be with things, and will you have a car, et cetera, et cetera. Because market day weekend, don't even try to find something in your boys' town unless you're booking.
I don't even know if I'll yesterday. Go this year. It was crazy last year, and if it's fucking hot, I'm not going.
It all depends.
You went by yourself initially and had the issue with
The Darren Criss concert?
Yes.
The
girls that were hitting you in the head with the umbrella or something?
And their tits.
And the rain.
Their tits.
He
and
was,
their dad.
Oh, my God.
With his dick.
Mother, I cannot even tell you how hard I scolded those children and that father for his bad child rearing. he was really cute, though, Darren Criss. Mm. Wasn't worth like the cutie. Rain. But Wilson Phillips will be there this year.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Someday someone's going to
I need to go up and get some rocks and rub it. Like in the video. Just like.
So DeAndre, send us a little more information. Maybe we can help you.
You mean
DeAndre.
Now it's
and
DeAndre.
Also,
DeAndre.
DeAndre.
Got
also,
basically, I think what we have. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Thank you. We also missed part of your voicemail, it seems like, because you said you had questions or there was questions of ours that you didn't get to answer.
Yeah.
At the end of the first one.
Well, no, what he was getting ready to give us was the secret of whose voice you sound like, my voice sound like.
Oh, man, he didn't give that to us, right?
No, because it...
Yeah, motherfucking email on me!
However, DeAndre, are you single? Because I pretty much think that your voicemails were a personal ad. So you are a...
It sounded very personal.
A young... Black man
who likes
with a
to get
really, really low voice
and a really low hanging dick
who is versatile, who obviously prefers a bottom because all your other comments
and you know what
geared to that. And you're not a size queen, you admittedly bring on.
I'm an anti size queen,
bring on the medium sized dick.
But if he's a bottom, I guarantee you his dick probably reaches his head or something. It's probably that big,
but he's versatile though.
Oh, then maybe it's not that big because I would really run away from something like that.
But basically, I think. Oh, I'm sorry. And you made it very clear.
Tremors.
You made it very clear that you're not a starving college student because you work for an
engineering company.
Engineering firm, yes.
Got a big
so therefore,
dick and rich.
You're a college, low voiced, versatile black man with money
who's coming to market days.
And IML.
And yes. And he likes the Bear Boys too. So,
there you go. So chunky brethren.
And I think white ones too.
Who's single and likes it a little darker. Send us in your profile. Send us in a resume and a picture. And we will maybe have a matchmaking service here.
Joe and Dallas's husband.
He doesn't listen.
He doesn't listen.
Because remember half the stuff we talked about
is secret.
I don't
think Joe listens anymore.
Oh, poor Joe.
Oh, no, he does.
He does. He ripped
because
me a new
then
one
he
once.
Rips Bradley a new one every time he says a racist comment.
Oh.
It's on purpose. I want to hear from Joe. I miss Joe.
No.
So,
okay,
other people.
This is not a video podcast. So, stop stroking your hair like.
I can't believe he's fucking still wearing the wig.
Marsha Brady.
What? Because I don't want to have it sit on something right now besides going and putting it back on the where it was.
That's something. It's not where it belongs either. It was on top of my guitar case.
No, it wasn't. You put it back on there. It was on top of the tube right in front of it.
Oh, my God. Amanda Lynn is going crazy over here.
Oh, wait. Still.
Wait. It has a better shape. It's going to keep it. It's fine.
Still, that's a poster
it's
board
fine.
Tube.
It's fine.
Whatever.
Oh, my God. Take the wig off.
No.
Whatever.
So emails.
He's also wearing the fucking earphones, like that he's
like he's recording, like he's J-Lo.
Jamming out in the recording studio.
Yeah, get into
with
it.
With that underneath his chin.
Oh my god! Do you see the earphone mark that it left on his ear? It looks like you just shaved around your ear. So emails. And we have permission granted to read this message on your podcast, including name. So thank you, Dan Pewhogan. It says,
Pewhogan.
Dan Pewhogan. It says, hey, Ricky, Waylon, and James Leroy. Lately, I've seen several media reports about very young children identifying as GLBT. How young is too young to self-identify as GLBT? Do you think 5 or 6 years old even knows about his or her own sexual identity at that age? How much parental influence do you think there are in situations like this? Or there is in situations like this? Loving the show. Dan Pew Hogan. Mm.
This is a big question. And I have lots of opinions.
I just read an article about this. About this 5-year-old boy that would refuse to leave his house because he wanted to wear a dress and wear whatever to school. So the parents let him do it. And, you know, I mean, they just called him by his name, but, you know, he's still a boy. He's just dressing as a girl, but he wanted to use the girls' restroom at the school. And the school's like, no, he can't do that. I'm like, and they offered him a special bathroom or whatever, which I think is pretty reasonable. But the parents aren't having it.
Well, I think there's a big difference, to make it very clear, between registering as gay, straight, bisexual.
Oh, is that what he's asking?
Then gender identity. I think it's a hard question when any of that begins, but there's definitely a difference between gender identity, you know, male, female, other, mm-hmm. or gay or whatever. I don't know. I mean, sexuality, I really do think, is such a construct of the people that have raised us and the environment around us when it comes to where you start, not where you end and where you found and where you recognize as you learn the different concepts. But I mean, I think that I probably would have come out much, 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 much younger. And I think I remember having thoughts about other guys when I was in elementary school, you know, so I don't know how young that could be. It could have been right when you're a toddler if you wouldn't have had people and parents saying, no, you can't play for dolls because those are for boys, mm-hmm. you know, and really putting those gender stereotypes. I mean, do we really know when you start to identify with that? Because there are so many, you know, it's such a hetero repressed.
Well, there's no two sexes. There's like six or something. Like naturally there's like six sexes when it comes to, like, you know, penises with no testicles but a vagina, you know, whatever. There's all kinds of mixes. So, but, and I learned this in my, I don't know, some class in college, human anatomy or sexuality or something.
You learned it
from
the movie Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Yeah, that probably. Although I've seen that movie and I have the soundtrack, which I think is saying something. Right? No, it's not.
Well, it's a musical.
Okay, so I'm doing good, right?
It's Baby Steps.
Have a point.
I have the Little Mermaid soundtrack. Mm, it's a musical.
So does my sister.
Somewhat, yes.
I've had it since the movie came out when I was like 13.
Okay. So did she. She actually helped create it.
So anyway,
basically we just learned that Ricky is really gay.
Ricky.
Oh yeah.
Penelope realness right here.
I think it's okay. As coming to saying, oh, I want a sex change at 7. No.
No.
But if your kid wants to wear a dress to school, wear a dress to school. Who cares? Let them do it.
So I guess the question comes down to self-identifying as gay, lesbian, bi, or transgendered. So you've obviously answered the transgendered part. But
even
I,
gay,
I don't know.
Well, no, I think that if my child at a very early age said that they were gay, I honestly probably wouldn't put too much stock in it until they got a little older.
Like 13 or something, or maybe a little younger.
Right, because, you know, there are so many different parts of love. There's so many different sides of attraction of, you know, they can get confused when you don't have the right words to describe them. You know, I may look up to you as a kid and think that you're such a great person and you're everything I want to be. So therefore I'm going to put vocabulary on that I hear everyone else using that makes it feel that way. But that's not the correct word. Because not that, and I don't want this to come off that gay, straight was a phase or anything, But maybe a child just doesn't have the right vocabulary and they're coming off as being gay, but really they're just not. They're just expressing themselves. And why can't they want to wear pink? And I don't know. It's a, I think it's a hard thing, but I don't know if there's too
young. Or why can't I be attracted to a guy, but sexually be attracted to women? Like, I mean, I think I agree with you with that, where it's that maybe it's not necessarily they know and understand that there's also the sexual attraction part of it too, or fully understand it. Maybe it's like, I feel, because when I was in elementary, I knew there was something different about me.
Really?
With my hair. And I just knew, there was that weird inkling that I had. And just growing up and hearing things like people who are gay and everything, like I was like, oh, well, I don't, you know, at the time I was like, I don't really fully understand. I don't know, you know, and it wasn't until I was probably 12 or 11 that I actually started to fully wrap my head around this idea that I was gay. And on top of that, what I found to be attractive was not the stereotypical norm either. And so I was kind of struggling with that too.
You liked the baddies.
I did.
Yeah, he did kind of date fat girls too.
I did.
No, but I think that, just one. But I think what's also interesting,
I
though,
did, and I'm wearing her hair right now.
But I think what's
puts the lotion on its skin.
But I also think what's interesting here is if a child is registering as gay, are they saying that they are, for one, and do they really understand the vocabulary? Mm-hmm. Two, is a parent or a person putting that vocabulary onto them because of the way they're acting? So for instance, when we have a child, if they were playing house at school and they decided to be husband and husband with someone else, that has nothing to do with their sexuality, but they wanted to create a house when they're playing house with two guys and a kid.
Because that's now, what they
people,
see.
That's what they know, see. Yeah.
And some people could find that wrong because it's not the male and the female, but that doesn't mean that child's sexuality is gay, but they don't find anything wrong with that, you know, that male-male family bond.
Well, I would have to say if a teacher came up and said something to me like that, I'd be like, you need to fuck off.
That's what in I elementary would say. School? In elementary?
Yeah. Like if a parent said, I think there's something wrong because your kid put two dads in a house, you need to fuck off.
I want to be like, do you realize who you're talking to right now?
First of all, it also sounded like that you were, if you were a kid.
Yeah.
A teacher came to you and was like, there's just something wrong with this. Yeah, and you're the kid's like, fuck off! Shut up, bitch. I mean, bitch. That.
Where'd you learn that? RuPaul's Drag Race. What?
You better work.
I RuPaulogize.
I am RuPaulogizing.
At five.
No. No, no apologies.
No, ma'am.
You need to apologize to your teacher.
No teacher, apologies. You need to learn how to read.
No shade. All tea, all shade.
I think it's a good question. I don't know. I think age isn't necessarily something. You need to get over it.
What?
My hair.
It's not the hair. I just made me think of, I'm just totally off topic.
You look like you have a bump it in.
Kind of.
I think I do.
But this totally off topic, but it reminded me of Reggie at the last RuPaul's Drag, this weekend, sorry. When he was talking about how he had a student that would not quit.
Oh
talking.
My God, this
and so
was so
finally
funny.
Finally, he looks at the kid.
Reggie's my drag sister.
He looks at the kid in class and he goes, shut up. And that kid goes, you're not supposed to talk to me like that. And he goes, you know what? I just did. Shut up. I'm gonna tell my mama. You tell her. And then you tell her why I told you to shut up.
He also works in the ghetto. He works three blocks away from my school.
Is he an elementary school teacher?
Yeah.
Yes, elementary music.
Music teacher.
Well, he should have sang it a little nicer.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Girl.
So anyway, I don't know if I really buy into how young kid is registering as gay versus when we start and stop putting sexual, I guess, what are sexual and defining sexual norms for kids. Because frankly, I'm not comfortable with putting that kind of label on a child anyway, because it has to do, you know, sexual
with adult
preference.
Issues.
Yes, even though there is a lot more to my identity of loving Bradley than sexual. You know, it's not a, it's clearly. Not clearly, you know, it's really, you can't.
This is real love.
Because, you know, it's not.
You have Brett Michael sitting over here.
Well.
With no bandana.
I'm questioning.
During our painting night on Saturday, I took Reggie's wig, which was similar to this, but not. And I put it on and I put a bandana on it. Reggie and I went to go get soda.
He wore it to Jewel.
It was awesome. The looks that I got were great. Anyway.
But I, now, before people start sending the hate mail, I'm not saying that being gay just means it's all about sex, because it is much more than just about sex. Sexuality is much more than about, you know, just the physical attraction. There's that emotional and all that kind of stuff too. But I don't know. I just still feel a little nervous about putting in those labels on. At the same time, it's a hard question that we all have to figure out now, because, you know, I don't want to, you can't just be open, free flowing all the time either, or I don't know, there's problems. I mean, your kid's gonna get made fun of, to deal with the bullies, and how do you counter, you know, what's the, like, at the end of the day, it's like, really, what's the lesser of all the evils? I think
what comes down to it is, if my child came to me and said at 6 years old,
our child,
don't be so possessive, Waylon. Anyway,
I think that was, come on, just go. You do this to me all the fucking time.
I know. That's great.
Don't be so possessive.
Anyway. So I feel like if our child came to us, either one of us, and said, I think I'm gay, I'll be like, okay. You know, I'm not going to be like,
what else?
No, you know, I'm not going to, I don't know. I'll take it as it is, but they're still in a developmental stage where I don't know how to.
I want to listen to listeners. Do we have any straight listeners who had gay parents?
Oh, I don't know.
Because I want to hear a perspective of someone who grew up with gay parents who then maybe
became straight.
Maybe they had to decide, you know, had that decision am I gay? And they just like, no, I'm straight. Like, I guess I'm curious about the other side of the coin, because we only know from our experience.
I'm just having this whole scenario in my head of the kid going to Brad and be like, I think I'm gay. And you're like, really? You want to watch a porn? Because I'm a cool dad like that. You ready? Come on, let's go.
I'm a cool mom. Hell no.
Yeah, because Waylon would not be that dad.
I wouldn't be that dad either. Anyway, so moving on to other emails.
No, you wouldn't be with that wig on.
No.
He'll be in transition well before that Kyle child born. So.
You did come out of this vagina. Anyway, so Dennis, I don't know.
That was Dan that asked that question.
Dan asked that question, right?
Right.
And we have another one from Dennis?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
I thought you were wrapping it up and moving on, not just...
Sorry. Thank you, Dennis.
Flipped your hair. Flipped
her Thank hair. You, Dan.
Yeah,
Dan. Anyway, so Dennis says, hi, guys. If you had a lip sync for your life, what song would it be?
Miss Otis Regrets.
Is that it?
No, there's more.
Oh.
Miss Otis Regrets.
I don't know.
Preferably the Bette Midler version.
It would have to be a Mariah Carey song.
I figured. I don't know what I would
honey,
do.
Honey. The rap version.
Because you are such a rapper.
Because I would sing Mariah's part and Mace's part.
At the same time. I don't know. I think
Loretta Lynn. It has to be a Loretta Lynn song.
It's probably Paloma Faith.
I think Paloma Faith would be my go-to girl.
Or Ellie.
Ellie Goulding?
I don't know.
Or Taylor Swift.
You would... No.
You should do that song that you were singing a few weeks ago.
Nickel Creek. Because you sure like them too.
Oh, the country band?
Because they're instrumental. It'd be something like, mainly.
It'd be something really obscure. They're like bluegrass. Like,
yeah.
I'm indie. I'm indie Amanda Lynn.
In deep. have you guys noticed that Michelle Visage has changed her wardrobe to be more womanlike? Or is it just my imagination?
I don't think it's womanlike. I think it's drag queen.
I think she's showing more tits.
Yeah, a lot of tits.
More tits. Episode. Yeah. I don't know about more womanly, but...
Except though, I think what it is her makeup's, I think, has softened.
A bit, yeah.
Maybe they're putting the softened lens.
No, I don't think she's quite so fiercely drag queen with her makeup, personally. And Santino Rice needs to keep that hat on, because this last episode he was bald headed. He was not attractive. Nasty.
Oh, did it look scary?
Yes.
Did you guys send out cards last year? Because I didn't get one.
No.
We didn't. You weren't the only one.
Christmas in July, maybe. If we're all still podcasting.
If you're lucky. Ricky, I also go to the shelter and adopt. Got my last three cats there.
Aww.
Did any of you give up anything for Lent? No.
I've given up half the year of podcasting. Apparently.
I gave up podcasting for Lent.
I don't do that. I'm like, whatever. I'm going to eat whatever the fuck I want to eat or listen to what I want to listen to.
I didn't really give up anything this year.
Did you usually?
Sometimes.
Why do you do it? Are you religious people?
Now I think I just do it out of habit, and it's just kind of nice because it reminds me of growing up.
Nun's habit.
That's what I was
thinking. And I think that there's something, even when you take the whole Jesus thing out of it, when you give up things that you really like and you go back to it, I think you enjoy them more when you practice temperance.
Yeah, I guess. Whatever.
We're awfully gluttonous, especially here in Chicago.
It's hard to give up food here.
Well, everything is around us now. It's food, alcohol, entertainment, people. I mean, it's kind of a non...
We have it all.
We're people are too close to us to even be forced to be like, you know, find our own enjoyment.
Like if we lived in Nebraska, it'd probably be a lot easier.
Well, or be at each other's house all the time.
Except for giving up corn.
Time.
You could never give up corn because your house is built of corn. Right. You walk on corn.
Right. So no.
It's true.
though I sure as hell ate some Patskies.
Next question. Are any of you Catholic?
Closet Catholic. Lutheran.
Nope.
I am not affiliated with a church, but my stepdad is Catholic, and he used to take us when I lived with them. And then once I became a junior in high school, he felt that I was appropriate enough to choose, and my mom and I both felt really uncomfortable there because...
There were no fat priests that you were into?
No, there weren't. No, both my mom and I weren't affiliated, and we both of us actually kind of felt uncomfortable just being there sometimes.
You're not even supposed to go, right? If you're not Catholic, you're not supposed to go to
you're
a
not
Catholic
to
church,
go to
right?
communion.
No, you can go.
You can go with like family members that are Catholic.
They of course
but
want you to go because they're trying to convert you.
Yeah. They want you to see
you just can't their way. You just can't take
communion.
The Christ body.
That is so retarded.
If you go up there, you just
you go to a Southern Baptist church, they sure will put it right in your mouth.
Stick
and
it
the
in?
Communion stuff too.
I'm wow. sorry. So no, what they'll do is if you go up there, they'll give you blessing and not
oh,
do
thanks.
Communion.
I'm hungry.
So I want that fucking cracker. Give me that body. So no, I'm not Catholic, but I have dealt with it.
I'm Lutheran, went to a Lutheran college, closet Catholic. Dressed, I have my own nun's habit for reals.
And then he said, I gave up eating meat on Fridays, getting pretty king sick of fish sticks and tuna fish. I know I'm going to hell. Peace. Dennis, love the podcast.
So, Dennis, are you a practicing Protestant that, or I guess Catholic, that you gave up stuff for Lent?
Are you happy about the Pope?
I think it's interesting that the new Pope is from Argentina because it's South American. However,
the first time, right? Yes. Or in a millennium, mm-hmm. they said.
He is about as conservative as the last one. He's mm-hmm. also come out at once and said that gay marriage is discrimination against babies.
No, adoption, right?
Adoption.
Like gay adoption was discrimination against babies.
Yes.
Well, it's Argentina. Who cares?
That's kind of funny. That's a way to think about it.
Oh my God, you discriminated against me. Give me that bottle.
Give me that baby. And if I see
but
one, if I see
not gonna wear it.
One more Evita joke on Facebook regarding this Pope, I'm going to cut someone.
Don't cry for
I
me.
I wouldn't even get
Argentina,
the joke probably.
The truth.
Evita
Peron.
I would get that part.
Eva Peron.
I mean, I know who she is.
Yeah.
She's but from, if it has anything to do with the show, I would not know.
Well, just like,
Evita,
Evita.
Ricky Martin's in it, right?
Actually.
And it's French.
In the Broadway production, Ricky Martin was in it.
Yeah, and he's French, and they spoke French. It's from France.
That was only funny.
No, I'm trying to get him to say, you're dead to me again.
You don't have to give him a reason.
Yeah, I do. All right, we gotta go. This is like been forever.
We have another email.
No, we'll have to read it next time.
No, come on. One more.
No, we are... What this is almost an hour show.
Who even cares?
Shit, girl.
Okay. It's my birthday.
No.
Actually, it's the next show. This is my birthday.
Yeah.
Okay. Excuse me? Yeah. Yeah. He said yes.
Well, half your birthday.
CV Williams, Worms, oh, Winnebago. Wait. We'll have to read your email next time.
Yeah. We'll read it next.
Oh, live. Oh, so get it into live. It. There you go.
Do you really want to read it? Or
no, I don't care.
It's really long.
Yeah. It's like real long, which is fine.
We could always do a diarrhea monologue.
Yeah, you guys can do that because I'm fucking hungry. I need to go.
We could pizza. We could fetch it.
Well,
you it has bacon.
It does. Yes, please.
You can't have it at your house.
All right, let's bounce.
Let's go. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
I'm sorry. You are not James LeRoy. There we go. This is Waylon.
Hey, y'all. It's Amanda.
Sorry the first 5 minutes sucked, but we made up for it, right?
The last 50 is fine.
All right. Bye.
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 Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James LeRoy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.